Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldeye, and today Masechus Erevin Daf Nun Hey. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara presents 3 different interpretations of the pasuk. Lo b'shamayim hi, v'lo me'iver hayom hi. The Torah is not in the heavens, nor is it across the ocean. Avdim Barchama Bardosa says she'im b'shamayim hi atat sarich la'alos achareha, that if it were in the heavens, you would be required to send there to reach it. V'im me'iver hayom hi atat sarich la'alos achareha, and if it were across the ocean, you would have to cross it to reach it. Rava said, "Lo timatze b'misha magbia daito aleha." Torah will not be found in one who believes that his mind towers over it like the heavens. "Lo timatze b'misha marchiv daito aleha kayam." Nor will it be found in one who believes his mind is as broad as the ocean in relation to it. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lo timatze b'gasei ruach." Torah will not be found in those who are arrogant. "Lo timatze b'sacharvanim b'tagarim." And Torah will not be found amongst traveling businessmen, nor with peddlers. Point number 2, the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis addressed how the boundaries of a city are determined in order to measure the tchum. On this daf, our braisa is brought that addresses how to measure cities with different configurations. Arucha kamoshi, a rectangular city keeps its boundaries and is not squared off. Agua osin lazavios, a circular city is squared off. Merubas ein osin lazavios, a square city keeps its boundaries even if it's not aligned with east, west, north, and south. If it's wider on one end and narrow on the other, the boundaries are drawn as parallel lines to make it a rectangle. Other configurations are discussed as well, such as when houses stick out beyond the rest of the houses, as well as bow-shaped and L-shaped cities. And point number 3, Rav Huna said, Yoshvei Tzrifim, for hut dwellers, Ein Modedin Lehen El Mepesach Batehen. We measure their tchum only from the doors of their homes and not from the edge of their town. Rashi explains that the huts do not constitute a town since they're temporary dwellings. Rav Chisda asks, if this is so, then how could the Jewish people in the Midbar travel up to 3 parsos on Shabbos to relieve themselves at the back of the camp? Meaning, if the tchum was measured from the doorways of the individual tents, then they should be limited to 2,000 amos from their tents. Rava answered that the Digli Midbar were different, as it says, Al pi Hashem yachanu. By the word of Hashem, they would camp, and therefore, kaman dekvilu dami. They were considered as if they had a permanent encampment. Rashi explains that since their encampment was determined directly by Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was significant, and therefore it's considered enough to be a permanent dwelling. So once again, the 3 points are: number 1, the Gemara presents 3 different interpretations of the pasuk, lo b'shamayim hi, v'lo me'iver hayom hi. The Torah is not in the heavens, nor is it across the oceans. Avdim Barcham Bardoza said, she'im b'shamayim hi atat sarich la'alos achareha, that if it were in the heavens, you would be required to ascend there to reach it. And if it were across the ocean, you would have to cross it to reach it. Rava said, Torah will not be found in one who believes that his mind towers over like the heavens, nor will it be found in one who believes his mind is as broad as the ocean in relation to it. Rabbi Yochanan said, Torah will not be found in those who are arrogant, and Torah will not be found amongst traveling businessmen, nor with peddlers. Point number 2, the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis addressed how the boundaries of a city are determined in order to measure the tchum. On this daf, a braisa is brought that addresses how to measure cities with different configurations. Arucha kamoshi, a rectangular city keeps its boundaries and is not squared off. Agua osin lazavios, a circular city is squared off. Merubas ein osin lazavios, a square city keeps its boundaries even if it's not aligned with east, west, north, and south. Haisa rechav mitzad echad ukatzar mitzad acher, roin osa ki ihu shave. If it's wider on one end and narrower on the other, the boundaries are drawn as parallel lines to make it a rectangle. Other configurations are discussed as well, such as when houses stick out beyond the rest of the houses, and as well as bow-shaped and L-shaped cities. And point number 3, Rav Huna said, Yoshvei Tzrifim, for hut dwellers, Ein modedin lehen el mepesach batehen. We measure their tchum only from the doors of their homes and not from the edge of their town. Rashi explains that huts do not constitute a town since they're temporary dwellings. Rav Chisda asks that if this is so, then how could the Jewish people in the Midbar travel up to 3 parsos on Shabbos to relieve themselves in the back of the camp? Meaning, if the tchum is measured from the doorways of their individual tents, then they should be limited to 2,000 amos from their tents. Rava answered that the Digli Midbar were different, as it says, Al pi Hashem yachanu. By the word of Hashem, they would camp, and therefore, kaman tekvilu dami. It was considered as if they had a permanent encampment. Rashi explains that since their encampment was determined directly by Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was significant, and therefore, it was considered enough to be a permanent dwelling. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Nun Hey, and this siman was actually suggested to us by three different Zichru members when we had our Zichru Siman contest, named that siman. This came to us by way of Mordechai Kornbluth from Boston, Naftali Golombek from Brooklyn, and Noach Rubin from London. The siman is a speed limit sign of 55, which was the national speed limit here in the United States. So the speed limit sign of 55 is our siman for Daf Nun Hey. So here goes. The guy who held the speed limit sign had his head in the heavens as he proudly slowed traffic down where they were drawing the boundary of the city and condescendingly told the hut dwellers their encampment didn't qualify as a town. Once again, in slow motion. The guy who held the speed limit sign, that must be Ron Duff, Nun Hey. The guy who held the speed limit sign had his head in the heavens, which reminds me of the three different pshatim that were given for the pasuk Lo B'Shamayim Hi. So the guy who held the speed limit sign had his head in the heavens as he proudly slowed traffic down where they were drawing the boundary of the city, which reminds of the discussion how to determine the boundaries of cities with different configurations, such as rectangles, squares, circles. So the guy who held the speed limit sign had his head in the heavens as he proudly slowed traffic down where they were drawing the boundary of the city and condescendingly told the hut dwellers their encampment didn't qualify as a town. Which reminds that a community of hut dwellers measures their tchum from their individual huts, and they don't get the status of a town. In the Midbar, even though we did live in Sukkos, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu determined our encampment, it gave the machanim more significance, and therefore the status of a town for measuring the tchum. So once again, the guy who held the speed limit sign had his head in the heavens, as he proudly slowed traffic down where they're drawing the boundary of the city, and condescendingly told the hut dwellers their encampment didn't qualify as a town. This is Rabbi Avraham Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.